ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham Yishaya Fine. Maseches Bechoris is dedicated by Ricky and Kalman Groner, Le'ilo Nishmas Yehuda Aryeh Leib ben Yechiel Michel.
Bechoris Daf Yud Zayin. The Mishnah on Daf Tazayin Amud Beis mentions a halacha, a Rachel Sheyolda min Eiz, or Eiz Sheyolda min Rachel, is Pater from Bechoris. The Gemara on Daf Yud Zayin quotes a Braisa that seems to have a machlekes b'inyin zeh. The Braisa says, Rachel bas Eiz ve'Eiz bas Rachel, Reb Meir mechayev ve'chachamim poitrim. The Gemara's mevar that the etzim din of the Mishnah Rachel bas Eiz is muskim that it's potter. Even Reb Meir that was mechayev in the Braisa agrees to the Mishnah that a pashta Rachel bas Eiz is potter from Bechor. What was the Braisa talking about? So the Gemara maskon has three pshatim. The first two pshatim that the Gemara mentions is either Rachel bas Eiz. The Rachel that was born is a Rachel bas Rachel, but the mother was a child of an Eiz. Rachel bas Eiz. That's a machloikas, or Meir's machayiv, since it's similar, the Rachel is similar to the Rachel. And the Chacham say it's Pater, because the Rachel was a bas Rachel bas Eiz, its grandmother was an Eiz, and therefore it's also considered a Nidmet. And the next pshat in the Gemara is that the machloikas is by Rachel bas Eiz bas Rachel. And the machloikas is, does it go back to its original status? It's similar to its grandmother. Chazra Seyus L'Mekaymai. Rav Meir holds it's Chazra Seyus L'Mekaymai. It's considered a Rachel, since it's a Rachel bas Rachel. It's a Rachel bas Eiz bas Rachel. And the Chacham say it's still Pater. These two cases are gepaskent in the Tur in Simen Shin Tes Vav, like the Chachamim. And the Torah paskins that a Rachel bas Eiz is pater from Bechayra, and a Rachel bas Eiz bas Rachel is also pater from Bechayra. These are two cases which are pater la'alocha la'maisa, because we paskin like the Chachamim. And the Beis Yosef is medayik. The Rambam does not mention that a Rachel bas Eiz is pater from Bechayra, and he doesn't mention that a Rachel bas Eiz bas Rachel is pater from Bechayra. It's mashma from the Rambam that a Rachel bas Eiz is pater, like the Mishnah says, but a Rachel bas Eiz, or a Rachel bas Eiz bas Rachel, would be chayiv in Bechor. The Beis Yosef is mevar, why did the Rambam paskin like that? Not because we paskin like Reb Meir, but says the Rambam, we paskin like the final, like the third and final pshat of the Gemara. The Reb Ashi says that the machlekes is when it has a miktsas simanim. The Chachamim, which say that you're chayav, that you're still pater hold, you need to have roishay v'rubay daimeli imay, and Reb Meir, which says pater, is the rabbanon which argue on Reb Shimon, and they say no, miktsas simanim is chayav in bechayra. So according to this pshat, they did not have a machlekes. There's no machlekes Reb Meir and the rabbanon by rachel bas Eiz, or by rachel bas Eiz bas rachel, and says the Beis Yosef, since the Rambam passing like Reb Ashi, that the machlokes Reb Meir and the Rabbanon is by miktsas simanim, l'kulei alma, the Rambam held, a rachel bas Eiz, or rachel bas Eiz bas rachel, l'kulei alma is chayiv in Bechayra, and therefore the Rambam didn't quote that it's pater. Now the Lacha Mishnah is ma'ir. The Lacha Mishnah asks, it's still shvar on the Rambam. Because the Rambam, why was he mashmit it? He should have said that you're chayiv. Why didn't the Rambam talk about this case? Even if he holds, like the Beis Yosef says he holds, like Reb Ashi, that the whole machloikis is by miktsas simanim, so the Rambam should have said that a rachel bas Eiz and a rachel bas Eiz bas rachel is chayiv in Bechor. Lacha Mishnah answers that since the Rambam quotes three halachas that a rachel bas Eiz and a rachel bas Eiz bas rachel, the tzemer doesn't have the dinam of tzemer, which is the hemshech of the Gemara, that the Gemara says moider a meyer, that ein loikin al tzamroi mishum kalayim. The tzemer of a rachel bas Eiz and a rachel bas Eiz bas rachel, there's no malchus for kalayim together with pishtam, and the Gemara says the tzemer is pasul from techeles, and the Gemara says the tzemer is not mitameh b'negam, doesn't have a din of tzemer to be mitameh b'negam. Since the Rambam quotes, says the Lacha Mishnah, these three halachas, so therefore, it was, the Rambam was showing us that legabi shar devarim, the rachel is considered a rachel. It has a din of a rachel, just it's tzemer was nismait, says the Lecha Mishnah. That's where the Rambam showed you the halacha. The Rambam, by saying that you can't use the tzemer for tchelas, and it's not metame b'negam, and it's not loike mishum kalayim, so therefore the Rambam was showing you that legabe the shard varmit has a din of a racha. Now Pshach asks on the Lecha Mishnah, v'chayra pella, that if you look carefully at the Rambam in these three places, when the Rambam quotes the halacha that it doesn't have a din of tzemer, legabe getting malchus mishum kalayim, legabe being using it as a tchelas, and legabe being metame b'negam, the Rambam doesn't quote a rachel bas rachel bas eiz or a rachel bas eiz bas rachel. The Rambam simply says a rachel bas eiz. Asks Rav Shach, how could the Lecha Mishnah say that the Rambam was teaching us that a rachel bas eiz bas rachel and a rachel bas rachel bas eiz has a din of a rachel, it has a din of a sheep, by showing us that its tzemer is not a tzemer, it must be legabi, everything else is considered a sheep? Asks Rav Shach, the Rambam never says it by rachel bas eiz or rachel bas eiz bas rachel. The Rambam is talking about a rachel bas eiz. A very, very strong kasha on the Lecha Mishnah, and the yisoid that Rav Shach says is an important yisoid. Zokt Rav Shach that when the Rambam told us that the rachel bas eiz is tzemer is not considered a tzemer, Zokt Rav Shach, if the tzemer is not considered a tzemer, then it's pashut that by a rachel bas eiz, it will be the same halacha. And it's pashut that a rachel bas eiz bas rachel is also the same halacha. And Rav Shach explains like this, that if the psul of nidme, if a rachel bas eiz is a psul in the behema, so it's possible to say that a rachel bas eiz doesn't have that psul. The psul is that the rachel is not similar to its mother. But the rachel bas eiz is similar to its mother. And that it would be shaykh to be machalik, that a rachel bas eiz has the psul of a nidma, and a rachel bas eiz does not have the psul of nidma. But says Reb Shach, legabe the fact, once we see that a rachel bas eiz, its tzemer is not considered a tzemer, that means it's missing in its ability to be considered tzemer. So when this Rachel has a child, the child is no better than its mother. If the Rachel Bas Eiz does not have the ability to have tzemer, what grows out of the Rachel Bas Eiz is not considered a tzemer. So the Rachel Bas Eiz, Zokt Rav Shach, is the same way. The Rambam didn't even have to write it, Zokt Rav Shach. A Rachel Bas Eiz is the same thing like a Rachel Bas Eiz. And L'chaira, he means to say, a Rachel Bas Eiz Bas Rachel is the same way. Because it doesn't matter that the Eiz had a mother, a Rachel. Once we know that a Rachel Bas Eiz, the Tzemer is not a Tzemer, Tzemer has to be a direct link. It has to be a Rachel Bas Rachel Bas Rachel. The Tzemer, in order to be considered Tzemer, has to be that it is considered a Rachel and its mother is Rachel. Zok Reb Shach, once we're figuring out if it's Tzemer or if it's not Tzemer, there's no Chiluk between a Rachel Bas Eiz Bas Rachel, a Rachel Bas Rachel Bas Eiz, and a regular Rachel Bas Eiz. It's only Legabi, the Psul of Nidme, there was a Nidin, there's a Machlokes or Meir, and the Rabbanon, if a Rachel Bas Eiz, and a Rachel Bas Eiz Bas Rachel has the Psul of Nidme. In order to understand the Lecha Mishnah, the Diuk of the Lecha Mishnah, that the Rambam, from the fact that he says that a Rachel Bas Eiz is not considered tzemer, and it's not tchelas, and it's not metame b'negam, and it's not loike mishum kalayim, from there we see that a rachel bas eiz, and a rachel bas eiz bas rachel is chayiv in b'chayra, we have to first explain l'chayra the machloikas, Reb Meir, and the Rabbanon. According to the first tupshatim in the Gemara, that the machloikas is by a rachel bas eiz bas rachel, and a rachel bas eiz. The Bir HaMachloikas is like this. The Rabbanon, which say that these two cases are also Pater, is because the Rabbanon hold that a Nidme is a Chesaron in the Shem of Rachel. A Rachel Bas Eiz is not a complete Rachel and it's not an Eiz. Since it came from an Eiz and it looks like a Rachel, it's a Shinui in the Min. It's not called the min of the mother. It's not an ez, even though the mother is an ez. And an ez bas rachel is not a rachel, even though the mother is a rachel. A nidma is a chesaron in the shem of the min. So according to that shita, according to the rabbanon, a rachel bas ez continues that shem of the min. And even though this behema is a rachel and the mother is a rachel, but since it comes from an ez, it's not completely the min of Rachel, and it's not the min of Eiz, it's a nidme, which is pater from Bechayra. Reb Meir, which holds that it's chayiv in Bechayra, he holds nidme is a psul ba'alma. If it's not doime to the mother, then it's pasul. It's a psul which the Torah pasul. A Rachel, bas Eiz, is doime to the mother. Since it's doime to the mother, it doesn't have the psul of nidme. The Rachel is like the Rachel. Even though it's not like the grandmother, it's not like the Eiz, but the Rachel is like the Rachel, so it does not have the psul of Nidme. Similarly, a Rachel bas Eiz bas Rachel was Chazra Seyus l'mekahima. Since the original min was a Rachel, and this behema itself looks like a Rachel, so it doesn't have the psul of Nidme. It was Chazra the Seyus l'mekahima. The Rabbanon argue and they say it's not Chazra Seyus l'mekahima, because they say that the mother, which was an Eiz Bas Rachel, changed the min. It doesn't have a shem of the min of the Rachel. So when its child might look like a Rachel, but it continues on, the psul of Nidme. It's not a chalois psul. It's a shinui in the min. It's a shem of a shinui in the min. According to this pshat, so what we have over here is, according to the shittas in the Gemara, the first and second pshat in the machloikas, the chachamim which hold your potter by a rachel bas eiz and by a rachel bas eiz bas rachel, they held of a very big chiddush that the fact that it was not doima to the mother is mishana in the min, and Reb Meir holds it's a psul ba'alma. According to Rav Ashi, according to the third pshat in the Gemara, the Rabbanon also don't hold that it was mishana the min. They hold it's a psul of Nidme, and therefore Rachel bas Eiz does not have the psul of Nidme, and a Rachel bas Eiz bas Rachel is Chazra Seyos l'mekayma. So with this we can understand the diuk of the Lacha Mishnah. If the Rambam had to paskin that by Rachel bas Eiz the Tzemer is not a Tzemer, obviously we're considering it a min of a Rachel. It's considered a set, it's considered a sheep, and the hair that's growing out of it is not Tzemer. From the fact that the Rambam says that the Tzemer is not a Tzemer, we see that the Seh, the Rachel itself, has a Shem of a Rachel. It might be Pasul as a carbon. It might be Pasul for Bechor. But it has a Shem of a Rachel. That's the Biur of the Lecha Mishnah. From the fact that the Rambam never mentioned this Chiddush, that it's not Mishana the Min. He never mentioned that Rachel bas Eiz and a Rachel bas Eiz bas Rachel is not considered Rachel. And Adrabah, the Rambam said, it's Tzemer, it's not Tzemer. From the fact the Rambam only said that Tzemer is not Tzemer, it's Mashma, the Rachel is a Rachel. With this, we can answer a kasha from the Sfas Emes. The Sfas Emes asks, on the Tor, how could the Tor paskin that both a Rachel bas Eiz bas Rachel and a Rachel bas Eiz are both Pater? The Gemara had two Pshatim. According to one Pshat, the Rabbanon pastored by Rachel bas Eiz bas Rachel. According to the other Pshat, the Rabbanon pastored by Rachel bas Eiz. So each Pshat presumably didn't hold of the other Pshat, so misafik, they both should be chayiv. According to the Pshat that we're explaining now, we can answer this Sfas Emes' kasha. Because both Pshatim hold of each other. It's one Yisoid Hadin that a Nidme is Chasar in the Shem. It's Mishana the Shem. If it's not Deime to the mother, it's not just a Psul Ba'alma. It's Mishana in the Shem of the Min, of what this Behema is considered. Therefore, a Rachel Bas Eiz, Misvara, that continues on to the next generation. And the same Svara will apply to a Rachel Bas Eiz Bas Rachel, that we won't say Chazra Seyus L'mekayma. If it's a Psul Ba'alma, so if it's a Rachel, which is a Rachel, and it looks like a Rachel, it doesn't have that Psul. But if the Eiz, if the mother, which was a Bas Rachel, changed the Min, so Loi Chazra Seyos L'mekayma. It comes out, the first two Pshatim of the Gemara might have had different Siurim, but it's one Lamdus. It's Talui Zebezeh, And therefore, according to the Torah that we paskin, like the first two Lashonis, both Rachel Bas Eiz Bas Rachel and Rachel Bas Eiz are both Pater like the Rabbanon. And the Rambam, which was Chaylik, the Rambam held we paskin like Rab Ashi, so a Nidme does not Mishana the Min of the Behema, it's a Psul Ba'alma, and therefore, according to the Rambam, Rachel Bas Eiz Bas Rachel and Rachel Bas Eiz is Chayiv and Bechayra and is not considered a Nidme. The Achrayim discuss this halacha that the Gemara mentions, that the Tzemer of a Rachel Bas Eiz is not considered Tzemer, and what the Gemara mentions specifically, you can't use it for Techelas, and you're not like a Mishum Kalayim, and it's not Metame Benigon. The Shagas Aryeh in Simon Chavtes asks Akasha, how can a Kohen do the Avodah by a Chatas Ha'oif, Habal HaSafik? So the Kohen is being makriv this Chatas Ha'oif mitzad HaSafik. There's a Safik if the Bailam is Chayiv, there's a Safik if this carbon is a carbon. And frek the Shagas Aryeh, it's a Safik if it's an Avodah, and it's a Vadai that the Big Day Kuhn have Kalayim. So how do you have a Dechiyah? How is he able to wear the Big Day Kohuna, b'shas doing the avoida of achatas oif, haba al hasafik? So it's a discussion in the Rishonim, if it's hotru, if it's dechuya, shaloi b'shas avoida. But the Shagas Aryeh asks if you need, according to the Shitas, that you need avoida in order to wear the Big Day Kohuna, in order to be matter the kalayim, achatas oif haba al hasafik is only a safik if it's an avoida. So how can you wear the Big Day Kuhuna, how can you be over on the Isra of Kalayim? The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Tov Kuf Ches says the Torah, it's based upon our Sugya. Zok the Minchas Chinuch. The Gemara says that if a person wears Tzemer of a Rachel Bas Eiz, Eino Loike Mishum Kalayim. Zok the Minchas Chinuch, so according to this Gemara, a Kohen will have an Eitzah. He can make his Big Day Kuhuna out of the Tzemer of a Rachel Bas Eiz. He won't have the Isser of Kalayim, and it'll be Kosher, Big Day Kuhuna. It's Shayach, an Eitzah, an Einfal, Zok the Minchas Chinuch from our Gemara. Usually, we understand that Big Day Kuhuna have Kalayim, which they do, but Zok the Minchas Chinuch, based upon our Sugya, there's an Eitzah that Big Day Kuhuna will not have Kalayim. This is the Minchas Chinuch's teretz for this Kash. The Biur Halacha in Simen Tes, the first Biur Halacha in Simen Tes, the Mishnah Berurah says that just like you can't use the tzemer of a Rachel Bas Eiz for the tchelas of tzitzis, you can't use the tzemer of a Rachel Bas Eiz for the Big Day Kohuna. So then it comes out, the Minchas Chinuch's Eitzah won't be a good Eitzah, because in a Chanami, Itaka doesn't have the Isra of Kalayim, but you can't use it for Big Day Kohuna, just like you can't use the tzemer of Rachel Bas Eiz for the tchelas of tzitzis, you can't use it for the Big Day Kuhuna. So we have a machloikas in the Achrayim. The Minchas Chinuch nems on that it's considered tzemer, and therefore you can use it as the Big Day Kuhuna. You can use the tzemer of Rachel Bas Eiz for the Big Day Kuhuna, and the Bir Halacha nems on that you can't use an added halacha besides for the three halachas that are mentioned in the Gemara, that you can't use it for tchelas of tzitzis, and it's not metam ben agam, and it's not like mishum kalayim. The Bir Halacha adds on, just like it's not tchelas for tzitzis, hu adin, it can't be used for the Big Day Kohuna. The Kesef Mishnah in Hilchas Tzitzis, in the beginning of Parag Beis, he mentions another halacha of tzemer of a Rachel Bas Eiz. He says that when you use it as tzitzis, it could only pater b'minoi. Usually the halacha is that tzemer and pishtan could pater b'she'enoi minoi. A person that has a beged of katan, or beggar of any min, he can have chutim of tzemer or pishtim. Says the Kesef Mishnah, tzemer of a Rachel Bas Eiz, the mi'at wasn't only in using it for tchelas, it was in being any of the chutim of the tzitzis. And therefore you can't use it to pater b'she'enoi minoi. The Kesef Mishnah says, why can't you use it to pater b'she'enoi minoi? Since you're not loike mishum kalayim, we see that it's not considered tzemer. And if you're not loike mishum kalayim, it can't poiter b'she'enei minoi. The Divrei Chamudis asks, why did the Kesef Mishnah have to come on? Why did he have to shtel tzu the halacha that you're not loike mishum kalayim? He could have said, just like you can't use it for tchelas, So you see it's not considered Tzemer. And if it's not Tzemer, it can't pater b'she'enei minoi. The Bir Halacha quotes this Divrei Chamudis, and he answers, he argues on the Divrei Chamudis, and he answers that the fact that you can't use it as Tcheles is not because it's not Tzemer. It just loses the Maila of Tcheles. It doesn't have the Maila of Tcheles, Zok the Bir Halacha. But it is considered Tzemer. And therefore, when the Beis Yosef says that you can't pater, b'she'enei minoi, he had to shtel tzu the Halacha because it doesn't make Mishum Kalayim. And the Bir Halacha continues, he says, there's an afkamina ladina. He says, let's say you have a beged, which is real tzemer, a beged which is real tzemer rechelim, and you have chutim of a tzemer of a rochel bas eiz. Zok the Bir Halacha, maybe you could use the tzemer of a rochel bas eiz to pater the beged of tzemer rechelim. The whole halacha of the Kesef Mishnah, says the Bir Halacha, is to pater b'she'enoi minoi. It doesn't have the maila of tzemer to be the chutim of tzemer that pater b'she'enoi minoi, but it is considered the min of tzemer to pater a beggar of tzemer, to pater a beggar of a tzemer rechelim. So it comes out to make a sikum. We see from some of the achroinim, we see from the Minchas Chinuch clearly that the tzemer of a rochel basis is considered tzemer. He says you can use it for big day kahuna. And the Bir Halacha says you can't use it for big day kuna because it doesn't have, it's nismait, it doesn't have a din of tchelas, just like it's not the tchelas for tzitzis, it can't be used for the big day kuna. But the Bir Halacha understood that it is tzemer. And the nafkamina that he says is that you could use it to pater a beged of tzemer rechelim. You see, it's considered the min of tzemer. And in fact, the Bir Halacha quotes a gra that says in Shin Tes Vav that even though the Gemara says, Gemara's Memait, that it's Eina Loike Mishum Kalayim, he's Medayik, there's no Malkus, but there is an Isser of Kalayim. So the Gra also, you see this Yesoid, that the Miut of the Gemara wasn't that it's not considered Semar at all. It was an isolated Miut for the Dinim that the Gemara mentions. It can't be used as Tchelas. It can't be, you're not Loike Mishum Kalayim. And it's not metame b'negoim. The Bir Halacha adds on that it's not, you can't use it as big day kuna, and it does not poite b'she'enei minoi, but it actually is considered semer. And the Divrei Chamudis is chaylik, and the Divrei Chamudis we mentioned before in the Sherab Shach seems to assume like that, that the miut of tzemer rechelim is that it's not considered semer. And it's the tzemer rochel bas eiz is not considered semer. Now it could be the Gemara needed to darshan it from three different places. Maybe if it wouldn't have had only one or two places, we would have thought it's a local miut. It's a specific miut lagabi that parsha. Once we have all three miutim, we understand, the Chazal understand, according to Divrei Chamudus and Reb Shach, that it was a miut that it's not considered tzemer. So we have a lineup over here of the Minchas Chinuch with the Bir Halacha, and the Gra seemed to say it was miutim to be used for these specific mitzvahs. And we have the Divrei Chamudus and Reb Shach, which is learned in the Gemara, that it was a miut that it's not considered the min of tzemer bechlal. Moving along, the Mishnah mentions a halacha, zachar unekeva, if two vladis came out, a zachar and a keva, it's a suffix, and therefore inkan l'koyin klum. So the Rosh quotes this, the Rosh paskes this, and he says, yira atche yistav, you don't have to give it to the koyin, hamoitzi mechaveroi olav haraya, but you have to wait until there's a mum because of the suffix iser. The Shoyel in Shuvas Rebbe Kveger Simen Kuf Samach Zayin asks Akasha, why is it aser? Why do we say suffix iser lechumra and you have to wait for a mum? Why don't we say that this uber, this Vlad which was born, had a chezkas chulin, and mi suffix we should be matir that it shouldn't be mistapik that it's a suffix bechar and it's aser begizav avoida? Rabbi Kiveger says a Moir de Kasvara to answer this kasha. Rabbi Kiveger tells to a Gemara in Yevamos Daf Lamed. The Gemara there mentions an Isha that had a suffix if she became Aser to the Yavam. And we say Bechezkas Heter Yavam Aymeda. She was Bechezkas Heter for the Yavam. Now, even though she wasn't actually Mutter to the Yavam, we had a Shaila while the husband was alive, she's Aser to the Yavam. But since the chazaka was, since the situation was that if the husband will die, she will become mutter to the yavam, so she didn't have an actual heter, but that's the situation. The situation is oimid that she will become, the way it is now, she will become mutter to the yavam. So even though there was a suffix, maybe she became a tsaras erva, but we say don't take her away from the cheskas heter liyavam. We see from this Gemara Zokter B'Kveger, it doesn't, in order to have a chazaka, it doesn't have to be the actual din already exists. The fact that it's oimid to be that way, if nothing changes, the fact that mitzad the situation, it will be mutter, if nothing changes, that itself is sufficient to give it a chazaka. Zokter B'Kveger, when you have when you have a behema mu'uberes, there is a right now both children, the zachar and the nekeva, are chulin. But Zokter B'Kveger, if you would want to know what's going to happen when they're born, there's a behema mu'uberes. She has an uber a zachar and uber a nekeva. So the situation right now is that if the zachar will be born first, it's oimid to become a bechar, and if the nekeva will come out first, it's oimid to be a nekeva. Zokter B'Kveger, that's not a cheskas chulin. Cheskas chulin is only when mitzad the situation now, it's oimid to remain chulin. But if mitzad the situation now, if the zachar comes out first, it's oimid to be a bechar. Zokter B'Kveger, in this case, there's no cheskas chulin. It's a safek. Mitzad the situation before the behemoths are born, it's oimid to be a safek. It's oimid that if the zachar will come at first, it will be a bechar, and if the nekeva will come at first, it won't be a bechar, and therefore there's no cheskas chulin at all. Now, Rabbi Kveger himself says he would have asked a different kash. He would have asked it should be mutter mitam roiv. The roiv is, it's a safek if the zachar came out first, if the nekeva came out first. So the 50% chance the nekeva came out first, and then the zachar does not have a kedushas bechar. Says Rabbi Kveger, even if the zachar came out first, there's a possibility that the nekeva was a chatzitza from the leida of the zachar. It could be a miut of the nekeva came in and blocked the zachar as it was leaving the rechem. So even if the zachar came out first, it's possible the zachar came out with a chatzitza, that the nekeva was choitzitz between the bechar and the koisli beis harechem. Zokter B'Kveger comes out that there's a roiv liptor, mechza nekevas, and a miut of a chatzitza. Zokter B'Kveger, why didn't we use this roiv to be matir the vlad, to be matir the isser of the vlad? And B'Kveger mentions that really the Rosh on Daftes mentions this roiv. The Mishnah over there is talking about a petach hamar, and the halacha is you have to be poide the petach hamar, and then you get to keep it. So the Rosh says, even though there is a roiv that the chamar does not need a pidyon, because there's a roiv that maybe the nekeva, a mechza that the nekeva came out first, and there's a miut, even if the zachar came out first, maybe the nekeva was a chatzitza. And the Rosh says, since it's not any hefsid, you don't lose anything by being mafrish the pidyon petach hamar and keeping it for yourself. So therefore, you have to be machmer. If it doesn't cost anything and it's easy, you have to be machmer and be choishish for the miut that it might be a zachar, which is chayiv and pidyon. Zokter B'Kveger, but that's good by pidyon petach hamar. You don't lose anything by making the pidyon. But over here, if till the mum happens, you have to wait until a mum. But till the mum happens, you're also begizav avoida. That's a hefsid, which is not choizer. Zokter B'Kveger, since it's a hefsid over here, you're losing out that you don't have the gizis and the vladis. Zokter B'Kveger, tzarech iyan, why can't we be soymich on the roiv? Why does the Rosh say, by zachar and a keva, inkan l'chayin klum, l'chayir, you should have a roiv made up of a mechts and a kevis, and a miut, that is a chatzitza between the zachar and the koisle beis arechem, and B'Kveger bleib shver on this kasha. The next inyan we'd like to discuss is the inyan of efshar l'tzamtzim. The Mishnah quoted a machlokes of Yesi Aglili and the Rabbanon, if efshar l'tzamtzim or e efshar l'tzamtzim. According to the sheet of the Rabbanon that it's e efshar l'tzamtzim, the Gemara's mistapik, Amri Deber B'Yanai, is that only by bidei shamayim e efshar l'tzamtzim, or is that even bidei adam? What's the chilek between bidei shamayim and bidei adam? So Rashi's mevar that bidei shamayim is they were not makpid. It was random. It just happened. The Vlad was born. Bidei adam, where a person is being medaktik, he's trying to make it mitzumtzum. What would the Rabbanon hold over there? Would the Rabbanon agree to Rabbi Yosi Aglili that it could be mitzamtzim? Or do they hold over there also e'efshar letzamtzim? Tosfos asks that the Gemara stels to a case of a harug which was nimtza mechuvin bein shtei ayaris. And the Gemara tries to prove from there that the Rabbanon hold e'efshar letzamtzim bidei adam. Frak Tosfos, that was a person that was nifter in between two ayaris. He wasn't medaktik. He wasn't mechaven. It happened bidei shemayim. Why does the Gemara call this bidei adam? According to Rashi, that the vort, that the kavon, that the idea of bidei adam is that it's bekavana, zok taisvis the harug shenimtza beishtei ayarish should not be considered bidei adam. Taisvis is chaylik, the ri, and taisvis says the vort of bidei adam is not that they're trying to get there. He says, by bidei shamayim, the nakuda is that something which happens very fast. You aren't prepared to be mechaven to check if it's betzimtzum, a behemah's noilad. You won't be able to see, you won't be able to figure out if it's mitzumtzum. The vart of bidei adam zaktaisvis is that when you have time, you have penai, you have the menuchas hanefesh to be medaktik to check if it's like that, that's the svar of bidei adam. So Zok Taisvis, when the Gemara was saying you have a harug in between two ayaris, when you're being moided, when you're doing the medida, you're measuring, you have the menuchas hanefesh, you have the penai to be able to check if it's exactly mitzumtzum. And the Gemara said over there, could we assume when he looks to his eye mitzumtzum, can we assume that it's mitzumtzum? Now the maskana of the Gemara comes out that the Rabbanon hold e'efshar letzamtzim by bidei adam as well. But Taisus has a discussion, how do we paskin? How do we paskin legabe the machloikas of e'efshar letzamtzim? So Taisus proves that by bidei shamayim we paskin like the Rabbanon, that it's e'efshar letzamtzim from a Gemara in Yevamos. By bidei shamayim it's e'efshar letzamtzim. However, Taisus says, legabi bidei adam, even though the Rabbanon hold e'efshar letzamtzim, Taisvah says, we paskin legabi bidei adam efshar letzamtzim. And Taisvah proved this from a couple of sugyas in Shas. One sugya is the Gemara in Erevin Daf Tezayin. The Gemara has a machlekes if parutz ka'oimid is mutter or not. The halacha is, we need a oimid. You need to have a hekif of mechitzis, so you can't have a parutz merubah. You can't have a breach, you can't have a hefsik in the mechitzis, which is more than the mechitzis themselves. How about if it's exactly paritz ka'imid? So there's a machlaikis amiram in the Gemara, if paritz ka'imid is mutter or asr. So Taisvis is bothered, how can we have a discussion if exactly paritz ka'imid is mutter or if it's asr? If you can't even be mechaven, there's no such thing as having exactly paritz ka'imid. Zok Taisvis, it must be that even though we paskin like the Rabbanon e'efshar letzamtzim, we only paskin like the Rabbanon by bidei shamayim, which is something which happens quick, and you can't be sure that it was mitzumtzim, that it was exactly the same. You can't be sure that the two behemoths were noilad at the same split second. But when you have something which you can check with a penai, when you have a mechitza and you can check the mechitza and the piritza, and if you check it out and it come out, it's exactly the same, we can rely on efshar letzamtzim bidei adam, legabe bidei adam, we paskin like Rabbi Yosi Aglili. A Gemara in another sugya that Taisus proves us from is the Gemara in Chulin, Daf Chaf Ches. The Gemara over there has a need in legabe the shchita, if it's mechtza al mechtza, if he cut exactly half of the simanim. Zok Taisus here also, what's the need in? How can the Gemara discuss a shchita on exactly half of the simanim if e'efshar letzamtzim, if you can't know that he shechted exactly half, maybe it was a little bit less. Says Taisus, we see from here also that legabe bidei adam efshar letzamtzim, legabe, even though we paskin like the Rabbanon, e'efshar letzamtzim, legabe bidei adam, we paskin like Rabbi Yosi Aglili, that efshar
Letzamtzem. Now Tosfos quotes a different shita, a shita in the Rishonim. He quotes Rav Shimshon Miyanbala, that he says, no, we paskin legamri like the Rabbanon, e efshar letzamtzem, even be the other. I these two rayas. See, he's matcha the raya. Zok Tosfos in the name of Rav Shimshon Miyanbala, that the reason why we're matir, the reason why it's shayach to be matir, paritz ka'oimid, and likewise, if you have a shchita of mechza al mechza, zok Tosfos, because there's a tzad, it's not exactly, you can't rely on the fact that it's bitzimtzim, but it could be, it's a oimid meruba, it could be it's a shchita of roiv of the simanim. There's a possibility that you have roiv. It's a 50-50, right? It could be more oimid, it could be more parts, it could be more shchita, it could be more that you didn't shecht. So there's a possibility that you did roiv. And there's another possibility that it is mitzumtzim, even though yefshel tzumtzim, you can't rely on the tzimtzim, but says Tosfos, it's possible that it is mitzumtzim. Zokter b'shimshin, it's possible that it's mitzumtzim. So it comes out, we have like a roiv, either a svek sveka, or like a roiv tzadim. There's more of a chance that the shchita is kasher, there's more of a chance that the oimid is a mechitzis that you could use. It's a possibility that it's oimid meruba, and it's a possibility that it's 50-50, and it's also mutter. There's a possibility the shchita was a roiv, and there's a possibility that it's mechza, which is likewise mutter. The Rambam also paskins in Perek Tes from Hilchos Ritzeach Halacha Ches clearly. The Rambam says that when you have Horug, which was Nimtza Ben Shnei Ayaris, the Rambam says clearly, Efshel Tzamtzim, they bring one egg laruf, and they make a Tanai, whichever city is close, and the Rambam says, because we pass in Efshel Tzamtzim. So we have here Machlekes HaRishayinim, we have the Sheet of Tosfos, the Rosh Paskins like Tosfos, that be the Adam Efshel Tzamtzim, and we have Rav Shamshin Miyanbala, and the Rambam, which Paskins, be the Adam Efshel Tzamtzim. Tosfos asks Akasha, on this sheet of Rav Shamshin Miyanbala, Rav Shamshin Miyanbala was saying, we paskin e'efshar letzamtzim. And e'efshar letzamtzim means we can't know for sure that it's exact, but there is a possibility that it is mitzumtzim. In Cain, if it's true that even e'efshar letzamtzim has a suffix, has a possibility, a chashash, that it is mitzumtzim, so why does the Gemara ask from Harug Hanimtza bin Shnei Ayaris? The Gemara tries to prove, the Gemara asks, that by Harug Hanimtza bin Shnei Ayaris, why do they have to bring two agolis if e'efshar letzamtzim? Frek Tosfos, what was the problem? Even if e'efshar letzamtzim, it's possible that it's mitzumtzim. And if it's possible that it's mitzumtzim, zok Tosfos, so they would each have to bring an egla misafik. What's the Gemara's kasha? And Tosfos argues on Rav Shimshon Miyanbala from this kasha. Now the Marit Al-Ghazi points out a yakros that we see from this Tosfos is a chashuva Tosfos. We see Tosfos is assuming that when a person has a suffix, if he has to bring, or when a city has a suffix, if they have to bring the egla arufa misafik, you chayv to bring it. He has a havamina that maybe you should say, since you have to spend money, so maybe you should say, it should be like a suffix mamen lahakil. And Lubisayif, he says a svara, which is l'chayra, a very klara svara, that this is not considered a safik mamon. The chiyuv of egla arufa is a safik of kapara, even though you have to spend money for it, but that avada doesn't make it a din of a safik mamon. The money you have to spend to do your mitzvah is not a safik mamon. The safik is if you have a chiyuv to do this mitzvah. In avada we say safik doiraisa l'chumra, even though it's going to come out, you'll have to spend money for this chiyuv. So that's l'chayra klara din that we see from Tosfos, that when you have a suffix, if there's a chiyuv of egla arufa, sveika l'hachmer and mechuyev to bring each an egla misafik. Another important point from Tosfos is that you see from Tosfos that e'efshar letzamtzim, according to the tzad, if e'efshar letzamtzim, we're going to assume that they're not mitzumtzim. Not only do we, when we see their, it seems to be exactly the same time, not only do we say that it's not muchach at the same time, but we actually assume that one was first, and we're not mistapik that they were mitzumtzum. And that's Tosfos Raya from the Gemara's Kasha of Harug Bein Shnei Ayaris, that the Gemara is assuming if E'efshel Tzamtzim, then one of the cities was presumably first, and we're assuming it wasn't Mitzumtzim. Reb Shamshin Mitzad HaSheni argues, and he holds that E'efshel Tzamtzim just means that we can't assume, we can't nam'on as a vadai that they were Mitzumtzim, but there is a suffix that they were Mitzumtzim. So it comes out of Yesoidistika Machloikas, Tosfos and Reb Shamshin in the Sugya. When the Gemara says E'efshel Tzamtzim, what does that mean? Tosfos learns E'efshel Tzamtzim means we assume bevadai that it's not Mitzumtzim. And Reb Shamshin says E'efshel Tzamtzim means we can't know for sure that it's Mitzumtzim, but there is a chashash, there is a suffix, maybe it's Mitzumtzim. Continuing on to the next inyan, the Gemara tries to prove Efshel Tzamtzim bide Adam from the fact that the Chut HaSikra was in the middle of the Mizbeach. And the Gemara asks, how can they be Mitzamtzim to make sure that it's exactly halfway? The Gemara is Madche, that it could be their Marviach. They make a Chut HaSikra thick, which obviously on top of the Chut HaSikra is the top half of the Mizbeach, and underneath is the bottom half of the Mizbeach. The Gemara continues and asks, from Midas HaKelem, Vamizbeach, and the Gemara says, the Torah says to try your best and make the Midas with as much precision as possible. And the Briskerovin is Stencil Chizma'ir. So would this answer the Kasha of the Chut HaSikra? Just like the Midas of the Kelem and the Midas of the Mizbeach, it's enough to try to be Mitzamtzim, and that's what you're doing, what the Torah wants of you, expects of you. So why can't we say, likewise, by the Chut HaSikra, try to get it in the middle? And the Brisker of is Mechalik, and he says no. That when the Torah says to make the Kli, the Kelim, a certain measurement, so the idea of the measurement was to try to make it this measurement. And even if it can't be exactly, it's sufficient, the Torah says, to do your best in making this measurement. However, by the Chut HaSikra, the chut has to be mavchim between the two halves of the mizbeach. If you weren't mitzamtzim, it comes out that the chut hasikra, part of the, either the top of the mizbeach is underneath the chut hasikra, or the bottom half of the mizbeach is on top of the chut hasikra, and it comes out that the chut hasikra is not separating the top and the bottom half of the mizbeach. The only teretz of the gemara by chut hasikra is you'll actually make wide chut hasikra, that on top of the chut hasikra is for sure the top half of the mizbeach, and the bottom half of the chut hasikra is the bottom half. By the chut hasikra would not be enough to try and get the closest that's humanly possible. By the midas hakelim, that's where the Gemara says a person has to do as much as humanly possible. Now, the Gemara, when it answered for the midas hakelim hamizbeach, the Gemara, our gerson, the Gemara says that the Torah says to do it and try your best. And the Gemara continues and says, Hakol biksav miyad Hashem olayisk. The pasuk in Navi that says that the midas were given from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Rashi says, we're not curious that. That's not part of the teretz of the Gemara. Hakol biksav is a din which is mentioned in many places in Shas, that the midas of the Beis HaMikdash and of the Kelim came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, came al pinavua. But Zok Rashi, that's not part of the teretz of the Gemara. The teretz, why it's possible to make the midas, even though Yefshel Tzamtzim, is that the Torah giving the midas was telling you to try your best. The Shita Mekubetzas, however, quotes a gear, so that was Geiris, this pasuk. The Gemara was using this pasuk of Hakol Biksav, Alai Hiskel. The pasuk, the Gemara was using this to answer the kasha of Yefshel Tzamtzim, and the question is, how does this pasuk, how does Hakol Biksav, how does that answer the kasha of E'efshel Letzamtzim? So the Brisker Rav in his stencil says a beautiful pshat, a yesoid. He says, based upon the Rambam in a few places, and he starts off with the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Samach Beis. The Gemara says that Gimel Nevi'im Alu Min HaGoyla, when Klal Yisrael came up from Galus Bavel, there were three Nevi'im that were there to be able to be made on the makum of the Mizbeach, to be able to say where on the makum HaMikdash the Mizbeach belongs. And the Brisker Rav likewise tells to a Rambam in Hilchas Beis HaBechira in Perek Beis. The Rambam says that the Mokim of the Mizbeach is Mechuvin B'yoyser. It has to be very precise. It has to be very Mechuvin. And the Rambam and the Gemara seem to be saying a special halacha in the Mokim of the Mizbeach, even though the whole Beis HaMikdash has midos, has measurements. All the Kalim have certain midos, but the Gemara says in Zvachim that the Makam of the Mizbeach required three Nevi'im to be made on the location. And the Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira says it's Mechuvin B'yoyser. It has a very exact place. And the Brisker Rav in another place shtel su a Pirush HaMishnayis in Mesechtas Midas. The Rambam writes, Hikpida, Lefisha Hikpida HaMizbeach, Al Midas HaMizbeach, Batoir G'doy Lamoy, the Mida of the Mizbeach, the Torah is very makpid on it. And the Mida of the Mizbeach, and the Makam of the Mizbeach, and the Rambam shtel su a Pasuk in Divrei HaYomim, that says, Vayomer David, David HaMelech said, Zehu Beis Hashem Elikim, V'zeh Mizbeach Lo'oilo L'Yisrael. This is the Beis HaMikdosh, this is the Beis Hashem Elikim, and this is the Mizbeach for the Oilo of Yisrael. And the Brisker Rav explains the Yisoid Gadol, that just like we find, there was a Bechira on Yerushalayim, that even though the Shechina was in the Mishkan, and it went to Mishkan Shiloh, and it was in Noivin Givayin, and there were different places where the Shechina was Shoyre, but once there was a Bechira, once HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim was designated and chosen to be the place of the Shechina, and nowhere else can the Shechina be. And that's this Pasuk that David HaMelech said, Zehu Beis Hashem Elikim. This is the Beis Hashem Elikim. This is the Makam HaMikdash, and this is the only location where the Mikdash can be. Says the Brisker Rav that likewise, Zeh Mizbeach La'Oila was a Bechira. It was designated and chosen the exact location. This is the Makam of the Mizbeach, and the Mizbeach had to be exactly over here. Says the Brisker Rav, therefore the Midah of the Mizbeach was different than the other Midas of the Kelim in the Beis HaMikdash, or the other Midas of the Beis HaMikdash. All the other Midas were Midas. It was a measurement. But this Midah, the Midah of the Mizbeach, was because this location was chosen. And if location is chosen by the Eibishter, you need that exact location. It has to be perfect. It has to be exact. Says the Brisker Rav, when the Gemara says that the Torah says make a midah and that's sufficient, you try your best as much as humanly possible, that's an answer for the other kalim. All the kalim which have a din of a midah, the din is it has to have a certain measurement, it's enough, it's okay as long as you do as much as is humanly possible. That's sufficient to be considered the midah that the Torah gave it. But in order to have the Bechira of the Mizbeach, in order to have that the your location where you put the Mizbeach is in the location where HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose, it's not enough to try your best. It's not enough to do as much as humanly possible, because it has to be exactly where the Makam was chosen for the Mizbeach. And if you're off even a tiny drop, that wouldn't be the location that was chosen for the Mizbeach. Continues the Brisker Rav, that's what the Gemara meant when the Gemara applied the Pasuk at Kol Biksav. The Pasuk says, HaKol Biksav, Miyad Hashem, and then the Pasuk says, Alai Hiskel. The Brisker Rav quotes a Yalkut in Divrei HaYomim, Alai Hiskel, Zeruach HaKodesh. Says the Brisker Rav, what the Gemara is saying was that when they put the Mizbeach in this Makam HaMechuvin, in this exact location, it wasn't using the human koiches. It wasn't using the medida of a person. A medida of a person is e'efshar letzamtzim. A person can't be mechaven an exact location. But the psukim are telling us that when they put the mizbeach in this place, there was a ruach hakodesh, and with the ruach hakodesh, they were able to get the exact location that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose. Likewise, in the Bayis Sheni, three Nevi'im came up together with Klal Yisrael, and they had a Ruach HaKodesh to be able to be Mechaven, the exact location of the Mizbech. Says the Briskurov, for the other Caleb, it's sufficient, the Torah said to do it, you try your best, and that's the din of a Midah of the Caleb. For the Mizbeach, it was insufficient to try your best. You needed the exact Tzimtzum, and that's why the Gemara tells to the Pasuk of Alai Hiskel, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a Ruach HaKodesh to be able to be Mechaven, the exact location, and that is how, Legabi the Mizbeach, they were able to have the Makom HaMechuven, the exact location, they were able to be Mitzamtzim with the Ruach HaKodesh that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.